When a tree was toppled in a storm near Martha and Steve's rural home in southwestern Wisconsin, they never imagined the string of events that would unfold that brings many people to this remote location every day. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Martha Quirin Schultz spent most of her life on the farm.
We were dairy farmers in Dane County. As a dairy farmer, you probably know you only get like one day off every other weekend, and so we'd go for Sunday drives.
They often came to the rolling landscape of the Driftless area of southwestern Wisconsin. Upon retirement, they moved to a rural piece of property near Gay's Mill.
I've always been into photography and collage, but when I worked and we were on the farm, I didn't have time to do it. So I did accumulate a lot of things that now I can use and put to good use.
When a large tree fell by the road near their property, the cleanup crew left a large stump. Martha had an artistic idea and shared it with her husband, Steve.
Steve was going to grind the stump and get rid of it, and I said, no, wait, I have an idea. So we started hanging dolls on it and decorations, and then we started noticing that other people were leaving things on it too.
The stump became so popular, they added more stumps for people to decorate.
So I started hanging some dolls, but then someone would bring out a stuffed animal, and then someone else brought some plastic dinosaurs or creations they've made.
What Martha didn't know at the time was her artistic stumps along the side of her rural timber-lined road were becoming so popular, people were driving for quite some distance to see them.
Probably 60% of the items that are down here have been left by anonymous lovers of outdoor art. But literally every day there's something new left down here.
Then she had another idea that really put this place on the map. That's next time as we travel the countryside near Gay's Mill, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCray.